I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
Now we travel up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Conservation Officer Kyle Lenzner, and right around this area, I think lakes and docks and stuff, but a couple lakes, Goose Lake, might not have one in the summer or for a month, we don't know. And Grass Lake, a little hard to get a boat in, but with all the new rain, has anything changed or got worse?
Nope. Goose Lake up there, Goose Lake south of town there. That one, the water level is just too high. It all depends on when that water level comes back down. Right now, the concrete ramp is a good 20, 25 feet out into the water there. So until that gets back close to normal range, we won't put the dock in there. Guys are still can use the ramp and stuff to go. It's just that they won't have a dock there.
Fishing on
Grass Lake up north, that one's pretty shallow, so I don't think the water's really come up any with any of this rain, so that one we can't put a dock in that one either, and that's the opposite. That's on the other end of the spectrum, it's pretty shallow.
Fishing on either one of those two lakes been any good?
Guys are getting fish out on each of them. It's Goose Lake is the same as always, just kind of that hit and miss, and they're nice fish when guys are finding them, but it just depends on the day and depends on the weather, it seems like.
Dry lake?
Grass Lake. What's that?
Excuse me. I was just going to say, is Dry Lake, it's smaller boats to get in there easily, isn't it?
Yep. I've even seen some bigger boats. I've seen a few 18-footers on roller trailers and stuff get in there. You just got to back out a little further is all, but at the end of the dock there, it's still a good 3.5-4 feet deep at the end of the dock there at Dry Lake, and guys are doing decent up there. Fish are a little smaller. They're in that 13 to 16 inches.
Okay. And back to
Grass Lake, they're decent fish up there. They're in that 18 to 20 inches. It's just tough to get the boat in as well.
On Kempeska, has anybody found the crappies?
It sounds like the crappies were biting, but it's kind of slowed down here as of lately. Sounds like they might have moved back out or started moving back out from talking to a few guys. They said they came in, they were catching a few, and then here lately it sounds like they haven't done so well for them.
I hear maybe a few walleyes at times coming offshore on Pelican.
Yep. Guys are still finding a few walleye from the shore there. It seems like that evening or after dark seems still to be the best time to be out there. Even a few nicer fish still being caught out there, a few 20-plus inch walleye being caught.
Any problems with litter or fishing?
A little bit. We run into it every year at our boat accesses. Guys get packing up and stuff, and something blows out of the back of the boat or forget to grab something, but nothing horrible too yet, so.
Well, Kyle Lenzner, Conservation Officer out of Cunning County, thank you. Well, now we travel over to Hamlin County, Esteline, South Dakota, Dan Sternhagen with the Game, Fish, and Parks Conservation Officer. And west side of the lake, northwest side of Ponset, that'll dock and landing will be closed for a while now, right?
Yeah, that Sorensen Boat Ramp, most people in the local area call it Lakeview Boat Ramp, is going to be closed this Thursday for about 10 to 14 days. We finally got approval and project dollars to repave that parking lot. It's been getting tore up for the last, I don't know how many, umpteen years. And we finally got money to get her done, so we ask for everyone's patience while this is going on. There is three other boat ramps on the lake, so we're going to try to get in and out as soon as possible with it. So,
well, last weekend, a tournament on Saturday and Sunday, a lot of fish caught. What's this week been like for fishermen?
This week, you know, as long as the weather stays good, you know, there's still plenty of fishermen getting out there. We're getting mixed results. Most of the people that are coming in are pulling in, you know, their fair share of under 15-inch walleyes, and a few guys are taking them home, but there's still a handful of guys out there still searching for the bigger fish.
How about as far as area lakes?
Lake Albert, I've talked to a couple of guys. That's a real hit-or-miss lake. One day, guys can do really, really well for fish over 20-inch out there, and the very next day with the exact same lure, they'll get skunked. So that's been kind of a funny lake lately. You know, I don't know what's its deal, but, you know, other lakes, Lake Norden, I've seen a few guys fishing that. Sounds like some smaller walleyes are coming out. And then Clear Lake, I've had a few guys up there, and that's your typical one or two fish type lake up there. So,
yeah, I've heard a few walleyes coming out in the evening at sunset on from shore.
Yeah.
But it was tougher in the boat for the guys, so they've just been shore fishing.
Yep, yep.
Western part of the county, anything?
I was just there yesterday, kind of drove up by Three Buck and Fade Slough. There was really no action that I saw yesterday. So.
Okay, well, Dan Sternhagen, Conservation Officer out of Hamlin County, thank you. Well, now we head up to Big Stone Lake, talking to Jenny at Schmidt's Landing on the South Dakota side. And as far as fishing this week, are the fishermen up and around that part of the lake, or were they catching fish?
It seems like the weeds keep on coming up, so I think that they've been trying to go a little bit farther south down the lake to see if they can avoid some weeds or trying different tactics.
Yeah, I imagine a big tournament this weekend, 99 boats. I'm sure a lot of fishermen will find fish in and out of the weeds.
Yes, I think that I have talked to different fishermen that have been kind of out scouting, and I know I have some guests coming in today before the big tournament, so it's pretty exciting.
Any good fishing in the evenings if the weather's right? From shore?
You know, the some of the people here and my neighbors have been starting to get some perch from shore.
Wow.
So that has been really fun to hear.
Okay. Any big largemouth bass caught recently, to your knowledge?
I haven't seen any of those recently, but I know that, you know, in the past couple weeks, people have been catching some really big ones.
Okay, good. Well, Jenny at Schmidt's Landing on Big Stone Lake, thank you. Now on the phone, we have Marty Burkhart, the Trap and Skeet Club in Watertown, and steak and shooting. That's got to be a good combo.
Yeah, we're doing our annual Thursday night steak fry and shoot. We do it every year. It's usually here about this time in June. And you come on out. We're going to grill you up a steak and the fixins, and then you can get two rounds of Trap or Skeet. Or if you'd like to just come out for the steak and watch the activities, that'd be great, too. We get $10 for just the steak, and if you want to take the steak and shoot a couple rounds, then it's $20. So, but we invite the public out. It's anybody can come out and enjoy the evening with us.
And if they have some questions, can they give you a ring, Marty?
Sure. You can give me a call at 605-880-4184. Again, that's 605-881-4184. And again, like I say, this is open to the public, and you're interested in any of the shotgun shooting sports, we've got quite an array out there. You can shoot doubles, wobbles, straight trap, skeet. So come on out and have a good night with us tonight.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Now we travel up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell, and fishing, the two main lakes in Day County, still the prime ones where most fishing pressure is.
Yeah, Bitter Lake and Wabe definitely have most fishing pressure. The bite, you know, at times has been really good, and then for others it's been a tough bite. I know some people on Saturday did really good on Bitter Lake. They had, you know, we ended up with 14 real nice walleyes, and then other people that struggled to catch any fish out there. Pretty similar situation on Wabe. Fish aren't quite as nice as the ones that are getting on Bitter, but if you're on a great day, you can get a fair number of walleyes on that lake as well.
Well, I always think going into summer, you know, a lot of the, let's say, easier fishing before and after the spawn, it gets a little tougher where you got to be a little bit better fisherman and be able to change your strategy and depth and everything. So maybe the real easy fishing days on Wabay and Bitter with some other lakes are pretty much in the past.
You know, that's possible. We warmed up the temperatures this year pretty darn quick on our lakes. We usually, you know, we get to about 65 degrees water temp. Things are really clicking and fish are easy to catch. And we surpassed that. You know, we're already in the mid-70s, low 70s to mid-70s on most of these waters. So, yeah, things maybe are just getting a little tough. Weeds are starting to come pretty quick this year on a lot of the lakes, so that's definitely going to add another factor in there that make it tough fishing.
Any other lesser-known lakes giving up some fish or some of the old regulars from the Blue Dog, Pickerel, Lynn, any of those?
Yeah, the Blue Dog continues to have a fair amount of pressure. They're still catching a few fish there. The Rush Lakes, South and North Rush, they're definitely, had this past weekend, were pretty busy, and sounds like the bite was fair on those. Some people really did caught some nice fish there. Enemy Swim, haven't heard much out of. Pickerel's been pretty quiet. We're hearing a few bluegills out of South Buffalo. And Clear Lake and Oil Lake up in Marshall County, sounds like, you know, a few bass here and there, some largemouth as well, some smallmouth, and maybe it's northern pike on Roy Lake as well.
Well, Rush Lakes, they were interconnected or are or were at times to Wabay, Minnewasta, and Bitter, correct?
Right, yep, there's connections to all of those, yeah, so there's fish can move throughout that whole chain.
And there is access to get your boat in on North Rush, but how about South?
Yeah, South Rush there is access as well. It's just straight south of the road that goes up to Blue Dog Hatchery. So there's a little access there, and then like you said, North Rush has access, but you know, I know North Rush one's pretty shallow, and it's people have to work at getting their boats in there, but they're doing it. So I've seen some big boats out there in the last few weeks.
In your travels, do you see fishing pressure later on in the day or late afternoon on Grass Lake or Dry Lake by Florence on your way back to town?
No, Grass Lake there, right after we surveyed it, there was a few boats using it, but now in the last week or two, I haven't seen any activity there. Grass Lake, every once in a while, we'll see a boat there. We are doing our survey on Dry Lake this week, and it seemed like there's a fair number of walleyes in that 12 and a half to 14 inches, a few bigger perch in there, and then a few nice northern pike. But I would say it's at a moderate walleye density right now in Dry Lake. Yeah.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of Webster, thank you. Now we travel down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese, and anything south, working all the way up to Brookings or Ponset going on?
Boy, you know, I've been out of town for a couple of days, but things have been kind of quiet to the south there. We're, Diamond Lake down in Minnehaha County was producing some walleyes earlier. I think Island Lake is producing an occasional muskie and also a few walleyes. That's right over by Buffalo Trading Post. Have not heard a lot out of the Madison Lakes. Brant's been slow all spring. Madison's had a few moments of brilliance where it's been producing some decent catches of walleyes. Herman earlier, a few good catches of walleyes that I heard of, but it's been pretty quiet. I would have to say that there's probably not a hot bite, or if there is, they're keeping it pretty quiet. So further north, Ponset continues to be good. There's people from Brookings heading up that way, and you're catching a lot of fish, a lot of throwbacks for the few that you keep, but you know, especially if you got kids and want to take them fishing right now, it's a pretty fun deal because there's a lot of fish biting. Lake Albert, I think, continues to be good. Now, those are really nice fish, fair number of fish over 20 inches. People are pulling plugs, and casting the shorelines. Closer to Brookings, Oakwood Lakes, I think they're still picking up a few fish out there. It's been pretty good all spring, and not a real fast bite, but once again, the fish are nice. Sinai, that's a little bit tougher bite, but they're picking up a few walleyes. They're picking up some smallmouths. So that's a pretty decent option right now. And I think Lake Campbell also has been putting out fish this spring. you know, most of them are 14, maybe up to 16 inches long. But once again, a good bite. I guess guys are pulling plugs in that shallow water.
Dave, the water levels south of Ponset, like the 81 ponds or Thompson, are they recovering? Are they up quite a bit? Or do you know where the levels are?
You know, I think our lakes are in pretty good shape. They got a shot of water this spring when things melted and everything. You know, right around the Brookings area, we have not gotten a lot of water recently. It's been, you know, we've gotten a few shots of rain, but I don't think anything that's going to raise water levels in our lakes right now.
Dave Lucchese, biologist out of the Brookings and Sioux Falls offices, thank you. Well, the Bitter Lake Challenge is coming, and it's this Saturday, June 16th, $150 entry fee. And Adam, if a fisherman today or tomorrow want to get in, what do you want them to do? Just give you a call?
Yeah, you can do two things. It's nice to get a call so we kind of know what we're expecting. My cell phone number is 605-237-9197. It's also on the application on Don's webpage there where he's got the application. But you can also show up at the state landing in the southeast corner of Bitter Lake there and show up at 6:30 or so. The first flight takes off at 7:30. So that'll give you time. Everybody that fishes gets a T-shirt, and the name of all the sponsors are on the back of the T-shirts, and it's a nice tournament.
And again, that tournament, you start out for people, and it's at gowatertown.net. If that makes it easier, you can see all the rules and the breakdown, the entry fee and phone numbers on there. And again, Adam, if they want to fish this the Bitter Lake Walleye Challenge Saturday, your phone number again?
605-237-9197.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.